Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusa, in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
The weekend, of course, is always something to look forward to, but when it's New Year's weekend we're talking about, there's almost too much to choose from if you want to go out and do something. So joining us to share her top picks for bringing in the new year is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at Dig Boston. Hello again, Hillary.
Hi.
So Hillary, what's your first pick?
All right, my first pick is local country band Girls Guns and Glory, and they're going to be performing their second annual tribute to Hank Williams at the Lizard Lounge on New Year's Day. And it's actually an early show. It's at 4 p.m.
Well, we're hearing their cover of I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry that was recorded actually last year at the Beachland Ballroom in Cleveland. I'm so lonesome
I could cry. This is so much more chill than what I'm used to hearing from them. They're usually, like, really rowdy, constantly partying, constantly getting everybody dancing and stuff, so it's a good contrast.
Sounds like something you'd want to sort of nurse a New Year's Eve hangover with.
Absolutely.
What do you have next for us, Hillary?
Okay, so next I have local comedians Jim LaLetta and Mike Daisy, and they're going to be performing at the Huntington Theater at 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve as a part of First Night, actually.
I've heard of Jim. I know he's kind of a Boston legend, and we do have a little clip.
People say, why did I move back to Boston from L.A.? Was your career going crappy? He says, no, I had to come home for Dunkin' Donuts. There was no Dunkin' Donuts in Los Angeles. Around here, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Dunkin' Donuts. They're everywhere.
That's completely true. Completely and totally. But I don't know. I'm more of a Starbucks girl than a Dunk's. Or actually, no, I'm more of a Diesel Cafe and Davis Square girl than Dunkin' Donuts. But I can appreciate it.
High class. High class. My pick, and this is a tough one because there's just a lot going on this weekend. You've got Boston Swing Central doing a Great Gatsby-themed swing dance party.
Ooh.
My beloved Suzanne Vega is going to be playing at the New England Conservatory as part of First Night, and there's many, many other things. I actually want to feature something a little more low-key that's going to be closing this weekend. And this one is for all the graphic novel comic book fans out there. It's your last chance to see the World of the Graphic Novel exhibit at the Fitchburg Art Museum. It's got over 200 paintings, drawings, storyboards. It's the exhibit's only New England appearance, and it closes New Year's Day. So if you want to get there, now is your time. Looks like we have time for one more pick, Hillary. So what do you got for us?
Okay, so these are actually my New Year's plans. This is what I'm doing. And it's going to be Kingsley Flood, Mean Creek, and Freeze Pop at the Brighton Music Hall for New Year's Eve. And we're actually presenting this show, and we're so thrilled for it. It's going to be a great night.
Three good local bands. We talked to Kingsley Flood not too long ago, and people should go listen to that interview at radioboston.org. I am intrigued by this Freeze Pop band. I know that they just won the Best Electronic Act at the Boston Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a tune of theirs called Doppelganger. Hillary, the 80s just won't die, will they?
I'm kind of okay with that, to be honest.
Sounds like 2011 is going to be going out with a bang, so thanks so much for sharing your picks with us today, and Happy New Year to you,
and
Hillary.
And to you too, buddy. It was great to see you.
Hillary Hughes is music and arts editor for Dig Boston, and for more information on all of our picks, visit radioboston.org. She looks like me, she looks just like me.